Well, I think the biggest change will be twofold. One is that piece of what is possible. And as farmers think about their investments today, a year from now, 5 years from now, they can think about things they've seen here or heard others talk about here, and they get to gravitate to what is important to them that they see at an event like this. So I think that piece of change and putting them again in that center to provide feedback and help them start adjusting things that they need to be doing for the future is step one. Step two is how we talk about the consumer and how we bring them into the discussion and start bridging to the future where a farmer and a consumer can really interact. It may not be as interactive as this is, but in a way where there's data and there's dialogue and there's a discussion that helps consumers and farmers come together in a way that really is about fuel and feed and food that's important in this journey that we're all in. This thing of a divide between the two just has to stop. We've got to find that path, and I think a place where we're talking about innovations, talking about things that help make that change is a good starting point.